Couple big resignations in the news this morning. First of all, the head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, that's Kenneth Melton, and the U.S. attorney in Arizona, both have stepped down. That's because of the controversial Fast and Furious program. Joining us now, Michelle Marisco, reporter for public radio station KJZZ in Arizona. Michelle, can you remind us of what the Fast and Furious program was?
Yes, absolutely. The program was a gun buying program, much like local police would use narcotics to allow a drug buy to go through and therefore try to build a larger case. With Fast and Furious, of course, they were using weapons. About 1,800 guns were allowed to be purchased with the expectation that they would show up in Mexico. Two of those guns actually ended up at the murder scene of a U.S. Border Patrol agent in December. This is when much of the fallout began over Fast and Furious, and that's what leads us to where we are today.
We're speaking with Michelle Marisco, reporter for public radio station KJZZ in Arizona. This has been extremely controversial, this program, although it's kind of dwelt just behind the headlines all along, but it appears like it's not going away. I mean, if these two men, Kenneth Melson and the U.S. attorney in Arizona, have been, one would assume, forced to step down because of it, that would mean that there are still investigations going on.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. The moves have been characterized as voluntary. Dennis Burke, the U.S. attorney, said that he's going to take some time to think things through. The ATF director, who was reassigned, he's now in the forensics department. And then, as well, the U.S. Attorney who had actually prosecuted the Fast and Furious cases, he's also been reassigned. But again, they said that this was voluntary.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at what transpired yesterday, all of these resignations and lateral transfers all happened within minutes. At first, the ATF director was reassigned, and then minutes later, Dennis Burke had announced his own resignation.
Pretty coincidental that all these guys decided to make a change in career at the exact same time as they're investigating this Fast and Furious program. Do you think that as we get closer to election season, especially in Arizona, that this Fast and Furious program is going to have a wider fallout?
We expect it will. You know, a couple of the other directors of ATF locally in Arizona were given lateral transfers as well 2 weeks ago. And when you look at what some of the ramifications have been of Fast and Furious, the murder case that ended up transpiring because of this, the U.S. Border Patrol agent, this case has also become a major part of what happened in Fast and Furious. The Office of Inspector General is carrying on its own investigation, and it's not going away. Right now, it seems that some of the top officials involved have left, but what they haven't done is given any answers. And there's also some question about how high up Fast and Furious was known about. Did it go all the way to Washington?
And that's something, that's a question that's going to stay with us in the months ahead. Michelle Marisco, reporter for public radio station KJZZ in Arizona.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.